Hi, just leaving work now. Sorry it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackie's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So, you in? Of course you are. Ha, love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants. Serving times and T's and C's apply.
Olivia Culpo here to tell you all about the launch of the new Abercrombie Spring Denim Collection. Made the way denim should feel. Their denim has always been a staple in my wardrobe and has a wide range of fits, styles, and washes. Every jean is available in both their classic fit and viral curve love. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
If you want to be in the village, you have to be a villager.
Amen. Bring back public shame. If you're going to be a freak loser in public, I'm gonna point and I'm gonna let you know you're on notice.
If I get engaged to someone and they are like, let's plan a coordinated dance and hire a choreographer, I'm leaving.
Being nonchalant, I've decided I'm going back to being crazy. Because I've been trying all year to prove my mental stability, and guess what? People think I'm more mentally insane.
You're going full chalant.
I'm going full. Wait, did I mix that up? Hey,
hi.
Everybody. Are you guys not the luckiest cowgirls and cowgays in the entire world to be invited to not only Does Morgan Have Bronchitis Part 2, but Brooke's birthday special? I wish I had like an applause. I'll add one in.
Oh my gosh. You guys.
Hold the applause.
I touched down in Denver. I walk in from Morgan's garage and she has, you're going to have to insert a photo because it was so damn cute. She has all these balloons all over the place, 28 balloons, and all of our Jellycat Bartholomew Bears are invited to the party, and they all had their little hats on. It was so damn cute.
We don't have any real friends. We had to bring the teddy bears and put them in hats.
The Bartholomew Bears. And honestly,
it's a berry birthday party.
Birthday party. That's so damn cute. So damn cute. But yeah, I'm 28 now.
20, great.
28 down. Oh.
She's growling at me.
Yeah, Morgan and I are finally the same age again.
Thank God. I was tired of being your grandpa.
It's really weird when we don't share everything.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
No, someone was like, how old's Morgan? I go, 28. They go, how old are you? I was like, don't ask me that. Ask me in 6 months. We're only about 6 months apart.
And I'm going to legally change my birthday. I want to be you so bad.
You're included.
You know, could you imagine?
Same energy as the girl who legally changed her name to Taylor Swift. Did you see that? It was all over TikTok. No. This girl's like, yeah, like Taylor Swift brings me so much joy. I figured why not share a name with her? And she
that
legally
is so effing scary.
Middle name
oh
included.
My dear God.
And everyone was commenting like, hey, like this didn't do what you thought it did. Anyways.
You aren't who you think you are.
Hey, this is a lot. Google parasocial for me real quick.
If you Googled enough to find out how the to change your name to Taylor Allison Swift, you can Google the psych ward on the way there.
But like, I can say anything about being parasocial because I just freaked the out over Morgan's birthday gift to me, which if you didn't watch last week's episode, go watch it because you guys, she got me a cameo from the one and only ALR. Amber Lynn Reed literally said my very name. I damn near fell over.
It's a very berry birthday.
I damn near fell over. Jacob, we sent it to Jacob after we filmed. He goes, oh my God.
All separate text messages.
Oh my God.
Well, we thought since we are joined here for your very special birthday spectacular, we could hop on the train, get on the trend, do our 2026 ins and out.
And it's very fitting because as someone, I think it was like two episodes ago, we talked about that it was going to be my birthday soon. And there were so many fellow end of December, early January babies chiming in the chat, specifically the January babies who are like, doesn't it rock having a new birthday every time there's a new year?
New year, new age.
And so new year, new me for all the fellow January babies. Again, it takes on a new meaning. So ins
and outs. Capricorns in.
Capricorns are in. Someone, I saw this TikTok and it was like this funny like bit about January babies, and someone comments, "Is that why Capricorns are like that?"
Oh, they think the New Year's about them.
No, meaning like they have to share their birthday with all the holidays. Oh, is that why you guys are like that? Oh, anyways, so ins and outs list. Morgan and I have been every time. Okay.
I told her to do this a week in advance so yes. she would really have time to sit and simmer on it, because I've been cooking mine. I've been sitting on this couch far too much, and mine's been in the works
and
for a long time.
And we've been together now for like 48 hours or 24 hours. My God. Has it only been a day? It's only been a day. Anyways, we've been together.
It's not real.
Only for like a day or so. And the amount of times we've had to like shut ourselves up because we want to talk about our ins and outs so bad, but we have to refrain. So this is a surprise for each other.
Not only that, I have a feeling by the time we finish this episode, my voice will be no longer and I won't be able to speak anymore. I will be silenced.
We'll have silent or silenced.
I am being silenced because you know I will not be silent.
We're going to have silent Lego time after this. Quiet Lego time.
And you know, every time we film at night, sorry about the scary windows, I'm getting blinds soon, just for you guys. Just for you guys, I'm getting blinds, but you're gonna have to deal with the scary windows one more time. But you know, when we film at night, we do like to have an adult beverage.
Sorry, sue us. It's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party. Also, just imagine we're in space or at the bottom of the ocean when you look out the windows. Okay, just like role play with us
real quick. We're in a snow globe. Imagine us little figurines in a snow globe. I want to make us into Lego characters. That would be so sexy. We'd be such sexy Lego characters.
Really into that. Or Barbies.
Ooh. Ooh. So Brooke has specifically requested that we start with the outs.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah, can you tell me why? Can you tell me the logic behind this?
I'll tell you why. You got to start with the negatives.
Okay.
You got to start with the negatives. Get these out of my face.
Ooh, because we don't want that. We don't want to bring that shit.
Then you got to bring in the new energy and end on a high. That was my reasoning.
I feel a little cuckoo crazy, and I think it's because I'm mixing cold medicine and alcohol.
And caffeine. Can I also tell you guys something?
Ew, if I'm going off the rails, I'm drugged up on Mucinex.
I feel like a 28-year-old toddler because the amount of things I have spilled on myself today, someone needs to put me in a bib.
For.
I had to go buy a whole new Tide pen today, and I've used it at least four times.
In Tide to go sticks.
Out, spilling on yourself. Oh my God. Okay. I got too excited. Okay. I breathed in too.
Mine's not very fitting for what we're doing right now.
I have so many. I'm so excited.
Okay. Yours might be longer than mine, but that's okay. We didn't put a restriction on this. Oh my dear God.
Be fast. Guys, get comfortable.
Ew, she wrote a novel.
No,
she pulled every word out of the
encyclopedia. Listen, you gave me too much of a heads up. I did. Too long to ponder this.
This is my first out. We're starting strong. 2026 outs. Having friends that you have to drink to have fun with. Get out of my house.
Oh, right.
And you're not invited anymore. And the pod's canceled.
No, I think this is the second time we've drank together since we started the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whenever we film two episodes in one day, it's like we deserve it.
We deserve a little treat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a birthday party. No, I'm into that. I'm into that.
Like, I think if you can't sit sober with someone and ponder your sober thoughts together in the daylight, maybe it's time to reevaluate that friendship. If I have to see you at midnight at a bar, I don't know if we're actually friends.
If the plans are starting at 9 p.m.
Oh, don't invite me. That, you already know that.
That might not be it. Okay, can I start you? Mm-hmm. My first out. Dance circles.
Oh, that, bro. Dude.
Dance circles. Out.
There is They're nothing out. That's more humiliating to me than having to dance in front of people. And when people think that I can pull out a trick. Oh, no. You think I'm going to spit on my head? You think I'm going to do the worm on a dusty ass floor? Get f***ing for real.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
You're standing in a dance circle.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You're standing in a dance circle.
I didn't know you were going to send me into a sleep paralysis nightmare. You're on
the
rim.
Uh-huh. Some dude's doing the Macarena in the middle of the dance floor. He's thinking he's eating. You're having to make eye contact with everyone around the circle. People you've never met are looking at you, smiling, pretending to enjoy the Macarena. Thoughts? Horrible. Dance circles are out because also it's too many people thinking they're the main characters. And it's just like, no one wants to see you do the robot.
Nobody wants, I can only pull out the shopping cart. You can only do the cha-cha slide so many times. You can only do the, what's that? One step three times. Or what's that?
That's the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
What's the other one? The Cupid Shuffle.
The Cupid
Shuffle.
You know, one of the reasons that I've always been against, not other people having a big wedding, but against me having a big wedding is because I don't even have a potential person to marry, and it gives me nightmares thinking about having to dance in front of everyone.
Well, I didn't. You know, at my wedding, we didn't do dancing.
Amen to that. I'm not shaking my ass for anyone.
I did dancing the first night at like a speakeasy with everybody, but it was like dance floor situation. But then we had a nice little dinner. And there was like a little mariachi band and that was it. Like no dancing.
What's wrong with dinner and drinks? Why do we have to dance? I don't want to dance. If I'm doing it for someone I love, I'll do it. Will I dance at my own wedding? No. If I get engaged to someone and they are like, let's plan a coordinated dance and hire a choreographer, I'm leaving.
If you have to
don't do that shit to
dance
me.
Lessons with your fiance.
You'll never see my number blocked so fast. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it.
Okay. That's mine.
I love that. That was a great one.
Thank you.
And this is going to really call some people out, including my mother and my grandmother and my aunt.
Uh-oh.
Sleeping in your makeup because you already laid down. Get the fuck up.
Naughty.
Get the fuck up. If you are old enough to wear makeup, you're old enough to wash it off. I don't want to hear it anymore. Okay. And yes, am I being fun, please?
That's naughty.
Yes. Do I care greatly about your pores and your skin and your overall well-being? Yes.
At least grab a Neutrogena makeup wipe off the nightstand.
At the very minimum.
At the very minimum.
Come on. Get that shit off your face.
Naughty.
You're going to get it all over your pillow. You're going to get it all over your pores. You're going to wake up. You're going to feel nasty.
That is not how you want to start your day.
No.
It's not.
No. You can't do it. I'm not allowing it anymore.
Your
not
mom,
in my house.
Aunt Susie, they all
yes,
do that?
Yes, we went to an Airbnb all together. Like we all went to LA together. These three. It, getting them to take their makeup off is like trying to talk to three children who don't have ears.
You guys.
No, I have to bully all of them all the time. And I'm like, I check in. I'm like, have you guys been taking your makeup off? And they're like, no.
Makeup wipes in the nightstand. You guys.
Get the cotton swab. Get face wash that's strong enough to do the damn job. That's mine.
That's really good.
And is it mean? Yes. Do I care about you? Yes.
Mine is kind of along those lines.
Okay.
And out. And I really am scared to say this. Picking at your skin.
Oh, you know I love that.
It's an out. And it's something I'm trying to get better at. If there's something on my skin that I want to pick, just grab a pimple patch and just put her on. Like one of those like star face whatevers. It's just not worth the scarring. It's just not worth it.
But it's so good.
It's so good. And if you need that so itch, much. Just watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
You know what I do, which is really something that I probably shouldn't confess on the internet. Here not I am again. A few
not
sips
again.
Of wine.
2026.
Does Morgan have OCD? The jury's still out. I, when I'm editing or when I'm watching TV, I always have a pair of tweezers around me and I'll pick at my arm hairs with tweezers. And maybe that's a confession that I should keep to myself. But that's how I stop myself from like picking at my face. When I have the urge to pick at my face, I'll get the tweezers and go, I'll pick my leg. Yeah. Yeah. Now I feel uncomfortable.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let me close my mouth.
And now I'm on the side of Instagram Reels that's like, science, you have OCD. And they're like, put the fucking tweezers away. And I'm like, is this fucking play about me? If I say the F word one more time, this podcast is canceled. Shut me up. Duct tape me. Take my tweezers away.
You made it to 15 minutes. It's okay. We might need to look into that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your turn. Mm-hmm. I just know the comment section is going to diagnose you. I won't tell you what they say. I'll read it. I'll be there.
Well,
I won't tell you.
It's but at least, okay, you guys, at least I don't pick my hair.
Have you done that ever?
No. Because I have the urge to, like I want to, but that's when I get the tweezers and I'm like, just go for the arm hair. You get the same pull. You get to see the cuticle at the end. Or not
Doesn't
the cuticle,
it hurt?
The follicle. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's part of the thrill.
It's part of the thrill of it. It's like,
oh,
and you
could they're
going to
the diagnose
hair follicle
you.
At the end. Yeah, I'm not well, you guys.
They're going to diagnose you. I actually have questions. If y'all know what
YouTuber
that is, let me know.
Since I was 19 years old, if you think that I'm mentally intact completely, you're wrong.
Wow.
Okay, this is mine. 2026 outs, living in victim village. Move out.
Yeah.
Get out of there. No,
you're
one
being
wants,
evicted.
No one wants to come visit you in there. We're tired.
We're tired,
Grandpa.
It just is not going to get you anywhere. We've like wallowing in the self-pity and the same loop of I can't move forward because I have experienced XYZ. Like, we got to move forward.
Yeah, you've experienced it. You can be stronger from it. And am I writing this to myself? Yes, because I can be a wallower. But
I feel like you're doing a really good job, though.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you wallow in quite some time.
It's the people that every time you see them, they have the same problem. And the problem's not even a problem. And you give them solutions to the problem. And you're like, this is an easily solvable problem. And they won't take your advice. It's like, stop coming to me with the problem.
Mine are people that identify cycles that they've noticed in themselves and patterns they've noticed in themselves, like negative ones. And they're like, yeah, I know I do this. And I go, okay, how about we don't do that? And they go, it's just who I am.
No,
it's not who you are. It's what you're doing. And now you know the problem. And now you're just choosing to be a part of the problem.
Break the cycle.
I know that's right. Okay, next one. Do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Paintball. What the f***? Paintball's out.
Who goes to paintball?
You guys... I recently saw a TikTok of zombie paintball. Now, did it look really fun? Yes. They put you on a tractor. They give you a paintball gun. And there are zombies in a field and you shoot them. They're live people. But I thought to myself,
oh,
who are the zombies?
And why are we doing this?
Are you okay? And I just think paintball, let's just stick to laser tag. I think tactical laser tag, though. There is a tactical laser tag place in where I'm from in Illinois. We need to go.
I love laser tag. Do I want to let someone shoot a paintball at me? No, I don't. I've never been. And I
laser tag in, paintball out.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Get out of here.
Sorry.
My out is energy drinks. 2026 outs. Energy drinks. I've figured it out. I've cracked the case. I am a detective doing a case study. Energy drinks are what gives me bubble guts. And then I went down this whole podcast hole about energy drinks and how it's harder for your liver to process energy drinks than it is alcohol. So when we think that, you know, they put all these things on the marketing, you know, they're like, with special B12 vitamins and with special vitamin C.
What?
Yeah, that's a big fat cover up for the fact that all of the chemicals that are in those energy drinks to boost you up, one, they're giving you an endorphin crash, which is greatly causing to depression across the nation to have such a high spike in endorphins and then such a big crash. And people are doing it multiple times a day. Hi, people are me. I used to drink like 3 a day.
Really? Of the Alani?
Of the Alani news. Sorry, girl. I don't know if I can do it anymore, but I used to.
Oh.
And then all day you're like fighting for that spike again because you get your first caffeine hit and you're like, I'm unstoppable. Then you crash and you're like, I'm gonna die. Then
I
are constantly fighting for that high.
Yeah, that makes sense because I never drink them, but I drink them with you during Potoween. I've never felt so crazy.
I've never felt so crazy.
We were like, if you think about it, we were like cracking ourselves out and then having these massive crashes like and fighting over nothing. We go, you're breathing too loud. we'd have another giant
dopamine hit to the brain. And then when it wears off, it's a ginormous crash. So then your body's fighting for its life
and
being
looking
like,
Where's my high?
And then it's harder for your liver to process than it is alcohol or any of the other bad shit for you.
Dude, energy drinks are out.
Energy drinks out. Coffee in.
In. A Dr. Pepper in.
Matcha in. But do I have any, did I really dig into the research? Like, did I fact check these people? No, that's just what I heard on my first deep dive. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
It's too many highs and lows.
Well, and also it's such an insane concentration of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're thinking about like a cup of coffee in relation to a can of Red Bull, like it's astronomical, the difference.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't want to have bubble guts.
No.
Anymore.
2026, Bubble Guts Adams is on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you're with me.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. Okay. Next one. Taking yourself too seriously. It's out. You have to embrace a level of whimsy and a level of it's just not that serious about yourself.
It's just not that deep, bro.
It's just not that deep.
And no one's thinking about you that much. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Taking yourself too seriously.
I love that. Yeah. You're not as cool as you think you are.
Just, it's cool to think you're like not that cool.
Ooh, this one is one of my big ones.
Okay.
Workout addictions.
Unpack that for me.
So approximately a year and a half ago, I was going to 2 Rumble boxing classes a day, and I thought that that was normal. And I had a very strict schedule where I had to go to 10 workout classes a week, which was 3 two-a-days. And I thought that that was good for me. And I was so skinny. I was so itty-bitty skinny. And now looking back, I'm like, if you have to work out twice a day to be that skinny, I don't think you're meant to be.
Well, and that's like an endorphin like addiction in and of itself, like the highs, because you're just looking for that hit.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And I think a lot of these places, you know, because they, the place that I went to would give you rewards, you know, they'd be like, if you go to 25 classes in 25 days, you could be entered to win a prize. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be the one I'm not going to be the one that doesn't. And they put like a board out and they're like, you have to go to 25 classes in 25 days. And I'm like, should I be going to 25 boxing classes in 25 days? High intensity boxing classes? Should I be going to SoulCycle twice a day? Probably not.
No.
I don't think I should be.
You know, the only workout it goes to one of my outs. I'm jumping the list, but this is high intensity interval training, HIIT training, like that hardcore training is out this
Rumble,
year.
Rumble, Barry's. Orange Theory,
like any of those ones, F45.
Yeah.
It's out. Particularly, at least for me, like, and what, as a woman, what I need, I used to do the HIIT workouts nonstop. Then I started doing the walking and Pilates thing. Bro, my body's like, and where was this the whole time? Because I think Pilates you can do twice a day. Pilates, you could, if you wanted to, because it's not this like, it's more stretching. It's more, it's nicer to your body.
No one needs to be doing it twice a day.
No.
And if you think you need to be doing it twice a day,
just check in.
You might want to check in.
Check in to see why.
Stretching when you wake up in the morning is different. Do you need to go to 2 workout classes a day? No.
Especially not that like the crazy cardio shit.
Yeah. Well, my problem was when I was doing that, I was very skinny, but I was all... When you're working out that much high intensity interval training, you can never eat enough. I was always starving and always exhausted. Like I could not eat enough. Yeah,
dude.
So that's my out.
That's a good out.
I will no longer be working out twice a day. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. You want to know what my next out is?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to unpack this one.
Ooh.
Mooching.
Mooching?
Mooching is out in 2026. Mooching being... Being a taker and not like providing any value or anything to a situation. Like
you gotta give what you take.
Dude, if you're taking advantage of people in 2026, you need to reevaluate. Like if you're like constantly like, if you are constantly leaving a friendship, like if you go to lunch with someone and every time you get lunch with this person, you are leaving more tired, more exhausted.
Emotional mooching.
Emotional
energy
mooching.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that's what I more so meant. Where it's like, if you have people in your life that are just exhausting you and never filling up your bucket again, out. Sorry.
I agree with, damn, that was a hot take. Damn.
Because I'm all for holding space, but it has to be a give and take, in my opinion.
Yes. I'm all for confiding in your friends, but there is a fine line in confiding in your friends and using your friends as free therapists.
Trauma dumping can be healthy if exchanged evenly.
Mutually. If you also listen to the trauma dump in exchange. Hmm. Oh, I have one very similar to yours.
Okay.
Taking life too seriously.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
Just chill. It's not that deep. And you will look back at life. We were talking about this when we were upstairs because I was like, oh, like every time I wear makeup for a long time, I notice my wrinkles more. And I have like these like little like smile line wrinkles by my eyes. But I've like recently, like every time I look at my wrinkles and I'm like, oh, I'm getting old, I just think like, oh, I wouldn't change being who I am now with like being who I was at 16 for $1 trillion.
Yeah, you wouldn't trade that baby skin for that mental state. Not even for $1 trillion.
It's just not that deep.
Okay, this is mine. In relation to that, being nonchalant, I've decided I'm going back to being crazy because I've been trying all year to prove my mental stability. And guess what? People think I'm more mentally insane.
You're going full chalant.
I'm going full. Wait, did I mix that up?
No, you said it right.
I'm going back to being a crazy bitch. You're letting chalant. You know my crazy ass feelings.
You're no longer nonchalant. You're full chalant.
I'm
and
done
I love
cosplaying
it.
As a normal functioning human.
Mm-hmm. You have the right to remain silent, but not the ability. That's the quote of 2026.
I'm done cosplaying as emotionally stable. Damn it. I can't do it anymore.
Right. And to that point, my next one.
Okay.
Out in 2026.
Tell me.
Performative male tote bags. Now listen to
what?
Me.
What does that have any relation? Get that shit off. Go back to being chalant.
Take it off. What's in that fucking tote bag? Your audacity? What's in it?
Oh my God. A zin. A zin in a dream.
A zin. The tears of their ex-girlfriends who they swore they were like, no, I just, what's in the tote bag? Take
a zin in a Tinder account. That's it. That's all.
God damn it. And a fishing pole.
the thought of someone having like a man's satchel perfect for their fishing pole.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it looks ridiculous. I've never seen a gay man with a good looking satchel, and gay men know how to dress.
No, I'm talking about straight male performative tote bags.
Ugh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Leave the bags to the girls and the gays. Yeah. Don't you have pockets?
Yeah. Wear your cargo shorts
and
be grateful.
If I went on a date and a man had a purse, I would leave. And that's part of me not playing cool anymore.
If it's not a briefcase with a handle, you're not allowed to carry it.
I'm done playing the chill, relaxed girl. I am f-ing cuckoo ca-choo crazy, and I'm done cosplaying as if I'm not. If you show up to a date with a purse, I'm leaving. I'm walking out and I'm saying, you're ridiculous. Get help.
Damn it. My sister's been saying cuckoo bananas.
If you show up to our first date wearing a man purse, you're cuckoo bananas. I'm blocking you. Dude. And I'm getting on that Facebook page that says, are we dating the same guy? And I'm posting a picture of you with your man purse and saying cuckoo bananas. Don't go out with him.
Adding to the Barry sister vernacular, we have Sawi. And we also have cuckoo bananas. Reese has been saying cuckoo bananas like it's been. She goes, oh, like I couldn't sleep last night. Like it was totally cuckoo bananas. Cuckoo bananas.
You know what my goal for the year is? My pod dreams. This is derailing us. I want to have an episode with all four Barry sisters and I. And I will be the mediator. And it'll be like I'm hosting a talk show.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You know, like on Ellen when she has the chair and then like there's the long couch and yes. I'll be the host.
We'll be One Direction.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, if you got me and all my sisters in a room, I don't even know what would happen. All on camera?
Oh, that is one of my pod dreams.
Cuckoo bananas.
Pod dreams for the year. A Barry Sisters spectacular. Number two, a collab with my brother and Shane. Number three.
That would be fun.
I think me, you, Spencer.
You guys. You guys.
And Spencer can bully us and put us in our place and it'll be really fun.
Spencer, good luck. No, I feel like Spencer's gonna be one of us.
Hold on to that dream.
Hold that near and dear
and,
to your heart.
Don't dream it too big.
Oh. What did he say to you? He said something really funny to you recently.
I was at the wrap party with Spencer and I was a little tipsy and Spencer wasn't drinking because he was flying the next day and he's like, I don't want to be hungover on a plane. And I was like, Spencer, you have to send us pictures of you and your family on when you're having Christmas in Vermont. And I was so sincere and I was like, I want to see your Christmas vacation.
You said, we're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, Spencer. We're going to miss you so much. Don't forget to send us photos of your family vacation. You. He looked me dead in the eyes and said, you know I'm not going to do that.
Humbled. You know what's out? men humbling us.
No, I think it's in. Put me in my place, damn it.
Spencer's putting you in your place.
Tell me I'm fucking great. Tell me I'm cuckoo bananas and tell me to shut the hell up.
Cuckoo bananas in. Cuckoo bananas.
It's so in. Out your chopped unk bullshit.
Right. Can I give you my biggest out of 2026? Oh, I know I just went.
You have the biggest one?
The biggest one. It's in bold. It's the only one that's bold on my list.
Okay.
Lock in. Overhead lighting. Turn off the big lights.
You know,
please.
How I know we're going to be friends forever. The last one on my list is 500K lighting.
God.
Turn that shit
off. God.
I hate a big light.
Invest in a dimmer. Invest. You guys, smart switches are not that bad.
Get a Hue light.
Get a Hue light. Like, if turn on, you know, like that light that's attached to a stove where it's like kind of a soft. If you get
the stove light.
Turn on the stove light.
Yeah. Light bulbs, because I don't have a dimmer, they're like the vintage light bulbs, like the low light ones. Oh, I don't big light here.
Big light is so beyond not coming with us to 2026.
I have the most beautiful chandelier above it. Have I turned it on maybe 2 times in my entire life?
Yeah, you do. We're getting dimmers in your house.
We are. We are. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Overhead lighting.
My next one, out 2026, pretending you don't want dessert after dinner. I do. And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do?
I do.
Bring me the carrot cake. Get Dairy Queen on my Postmate app. We're having dessert. And if you don't want to, get out of my house then.
Last night.
Go home and walk on your treadmill, skinny bitch. Like, I don't know what to tell
Take
you.
Take that skinny bitch energy somewhere else. We had Butterfinger Dairy Queen last night.
And I do it again.
I have never felt joy like that in my life.
And we went to the store. We got candy for the night. What's the point? This is my whole thing.
Listen.
2023. Mm-hmm. 2022 to 2025. I was on a whole fitness journey. I was like, I don't need artificial. I don't need
red 40. I don't need any of that.
I eat only natural stuff. I go to Rumble Boxing twice a day. What the fuck are you guys on? And now I'm like, oh my god, I was the most insufferable person on the entire face of the planet. Put an M&M in your mouth and shut the fuck up.
Give me a Nerd gummy cluster. I had a dream.
Yeah, I also think I was mentally ill.
Well,
but I'm better now, kinda.
Except for the tweezers. We're not, when this is over, we're going to unpack that.
And you don't want to know where else that tweets.
Naughty.
I know.
Naughty.
It's really bad.
Okay, we're going to unpack that.
Yeah.
Next one. This one was from my friend Tatiana specifically. I have added onto it, but her delivery of it was very funny. Tao Hospitality Group. Specifically, clubbing in general. Clubbing in general.
Wait.
Tao Hospitality Group.
What does that mean?
Oh my god, it's just one of those. You've never been to a Tao nightclub?
I don't think the general audience knows what that means.
Anyone who's been to a club in like any, like there's one in Chicago, there's one
I've
in LA.
I've been to the Tao restaurant.
So, okay, so Tao's, there's a couple of them. I don't know if it's all of them, but most of them turn into nightclubs after dinner.
Oh.
But specifically, it's less about Tao specifically and more about clubbing in general. I just think that clubbing is out in 2026.
Hard agree. Thank God.
Thank God. And listen, I loved to club, but clubbing got so not fun after I got engaged.
Is that our frontal lobe is developed thing?
Boys get mean when you're engaged. Like, at least they did to me. Like, I would be minding my business and they'd be like, what are you doing here? God forbid.
They're like, we are on a deer hunt here. We're
God
for
forbid. But yeah, clubbing generally.
You know, I've never liked a club, so I support that wholeheartedly. Clubs,
club.
To me, scary, stinky, full of germs, full of scary individuals that could have a gun.
They better not. They better not.
I've never liked. I could get down. I can do a bar now. Sometimes a club. I just can't.
Clubs will always have a special place in my heart because I met my husband in a club. However,
which is so random because both of you are not people that I would ever expect to see at a club.
Yeah. But clubbing, unfortunately, in 2026 is out.
It's my turn.
Give it to me, girl.
This one is personal, and this is my out for 2026 for me personally, and that is letting intrusive thoughts win.
Oh.
Convincing myself that people hate me before I even know that they do. out.
That's out.
Convincing myself that if I go to a bar one night and get drunk and crazy one night, that everything I've ever done in my life doesn't count out. And my progress is all bad and I'm out. A horrible, terrible, bad person. Out.
Out. Out. I love that one. Mm-hmm. That one. I'm going to keep you to that one. That one's Thank you. Out. That one's out.
Do not let the intrusive thoughts win.
I'll tell you mine. My personal one.
Okay.
And you're going to agree with those, I think. My personal one is being outspoken, because there's a time and place to say what you feel.
Oh.
And it's not that, because an in for 2026 is being opinionated and standing up for what you believe in. That's an in. But an out is being too outspoken to where you need to read a room before you share an opinion.
Because like you're talking like the people at Thanksgiving that are going to be like, so how do you feel about the presidential election?
Like, I'm talking stop. Like someone says something you disagree with. It's okay to keep that disagreement in your head and not make it a thing. Because mm-hmm. I feel like if I disagree with someone, I'm like, oh, I don't think that. But it's like, it's okay mm-hmm. to say, it's okay to think that.
See, that stop is where I think that's where our personalities differ, because I'd rather be like, I'm so happy you think that. Farewell. Going to bed. Whereas you will sit and debate with them.
Because I need to understand. Mm-hmm. It's not like I need to be right. It's like, oh, I don't agree with that. Like, can you explain where you're coming
yeah,
from?
Yeah, can because you unpack that?
Because that doesn't make sense to mm-hmm. me. And I feel like I'm one of those people that I just need to understand things in order to like move on. Whereas you're like, oh, and then you just move on. I like, wish I was you. I want to be going so to bed. Bad. So yeah, it's just more I don't so need answers. it's a personal no, personal point of growth. Hey,
we both have personal hey. Points that we're putting out.
Keep me to it.
Okay. And isn't it funny that my out is something that you thrive in and your out is something that I thrive in, and we can help each other.
Oh, we're so cute. Friendship. Damn it.
Oh, we compliment each other so well.
Shall we?
I'm out of outs.
Okay. I'll speed run my final okay. ones.
Run us through. Take it over, birthday girl.
Dirty sneakers. Clean that shit.
Ooh, I'm guilty of that.
Cracked iPhone screens. It's not working. You're stabbing your hands. You need to fix it.
Take it to Apple.
Yeah. Backhanded compliments. Just stop. Just be nice or say nothing at all.
I can't believe you're the type of girl that puts on makeup every day. People love to say that to me.
That outfit looks so good on you. I could never pull that off.
Wow. Your YouTube channel. I could never be that
vulnerable.
Vulnerable. It's really special for you.
Waiting in long lines. Just skip it. It's not worth wasting your time.
That's why I don't like Disneyland.
Sneezing too much. That one goes to my husband. It drives me nuts. Oh my God. And the final one.
That felt personal.
It was. Jacob sneezes like 10 times in a day.
He has to let it out.
I know. He can't help it, but it's out. Stop sneezing.
You can sneeze in my house.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Just, it is what it is. And the final one is describing gentle parenting when what you mean is anti-parenting. You're not doing anything but allowing your child to run the world. It's not supposed to work like that. You need to discipline your kid.
I know, that's right. Damn.
Yeah.
My brother's watching. He's like, I know that's right.
Glass all over my hand.
Glass.
I don't know where.
No. Yes. Yeah, sometimes people's kids be out of control. That's for sure.
Well, don't say you're a gentle parenter when you're not parenting. Like you're not doing it. Like you're not doing anything. You're not like giving them coping skills. You're not correcting behavior in a kind way. You're just not doing anything.
You're letting your kid run your life, not vice versa.
Just your job is to guide that child, not let that child do anything and allow the world to revolve around them. Like that's not gentle parenting. That's anti-parenting. And I just feel like that's out. I feel like guiding out. Your child
I agree.
And forming them into like a very well-rounded and well-adjusted kid. That's in.
So hot.
So hot. And that's our outs for 2026. Or 2025, I guess.
I love that. Your list was amazing. And we had such different ones. I love that.
No, I'm really
now I can expand my list. We could combine our list and mesh them together and have one giant list. And then
next year,
we'll see what we stuck to.
We'll compare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm loving this. I feel like this is the new version of New Year's resolutions.
No, it is. My sister Reese gave me one yesterday that I thought was really funny. Oh, she did. Okay, actually.
Can you tell them what your sister said? Can you tell them what your 20-year-old sister said?
What about the Short Kings?
I texted my sister group chat. I go, hey guys, like, I'm doing an ins and outs. Like, what, like, any, if you have any like cool ideas, just let me know. And my sister goes, Short Kings, but I don't know if that's controversial or not.
Okay, can I add
really
on
funny.
That? Short Kings, save them for the Short Queens. Short Queens, let us tall girls have the tall kings.
Or short guys with a complex about it. Just own it. Just own it.
Ooh.
The other out that my sister Reese put in all caps, which is so funny of her, is boys behind the DJ booth.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Princess, get out of there. Get out of there.
Honey, baby child, go to the bar.
Baby girl, you don't belong there.
Go buy me a drink. Let the women handle this
shit. No, boys behind the DJ booth is so funny. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
What?
I've decided this will be part of my ins year, but I think this is, I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm ready to have fun again. And I think we should go to Vegas. And I want to specifically go day drinking at a day club in a little slutty swimsuit. Uh-oh. I'm unleashing you guys.
Get a load of this girl. Who is this before me?
After I survived boob job gate, I'm like, I value my life. I have a new lease on life. I survived something.
I would like to start the ins with Reese's submission. My sister Reese.
Okay.
She's a cool girl, you guys. She's a really cool girl.
She's younger than us.
She's young and hip and 23. Okay. Her in for this year, and this was echoed by a few other cool youngins that I know. Guess what's in? A smoky eye.
Thank God. Thank God. And
smoky
I put
eyes
that
are back
shit
in
mine too. I put, yeah. My second one is fun makeup.
Yeah.
I am sick of the no makeup makeup. Yeah. I'm sick of a little dab of concealer.
No,
we'll
bring back the half lash.
Bring back the half lash.
Bring back the half lash.
Bring back 2016 makeup. I want to see your full beat. Yeah. I want to see your full routine.
Should we full beat tomorrow night?
We should full beat tomorrow night. Hell yeah, we should.
I'm excited about that.
This is part of my year of having fun. I did make a New Year's resolution.
I love that.
And my New Year's resolution for the first time ever was to have fun. Work less, have fun.
You know what I also... Okay, Vegas, top of list. But you know what's second on list? New York with Andrew TMI. Give it.
So...
New York with Andrew TMI has to happen.
I
want to
have smoky eye. I want to have a sexy,
sultry,
maroon half lash on. I want to have lips.
Loving.
Clean girl makeup.
Loving her.
Clean girl makeup. I'm putting her out.
Loving her. Loving
her. For the day-to-day, sure. When I'm going on a dinner date, when I'm going out for dinner, I want to have a full beat on.
Andrew TMI, us and our smoky eyes are on our way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot one of my outs. I skipped over it. One of my outs is doom scrolling.
That is out.
And this was like, I didn't know if I should put this in or out, but I saw a girl that was like, create more, consume less. Love that.
Love that.
Love that. So love that. In my week that I took off at the beginning of the year, I was like, what do I do other than scroll on my phone? Because the first day I was really lost. I was like, I don't have anything to do. I'm going to panic. I don't know what to do. What are you supposed to do when you have nothing to do? So I went to Target. I got Lego sets.
Fun.
And I sat my happy ass down all day.
So
you guys, I've built Toothless the Dragon. I've built a Bowser that shoots a lightsaber out of his mouth. I built Galinda and Elphaba's bookcases. I built so many Legos in the past week. You would be floored.
You should display them all on that ledge right there. Oh, that would be sexy. Yeah. Yeah, I've never been a Lego girl. No one ever introduced me. And now it is my newest hyperfixation. I love it. It is very expensive, I will say. Yeah. Each set will cost you like $80, well, which is kind of crazy.
For my birthday, Morgan got me a haunted house. A haunted house Lego that we're building. Mansion. That we're building after this. So I'm so flipping pumped.
It's really fun. It is really, 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 really fun. So if you are someone like me that you have to be doing something, like I have to be like my mind stimulated has to be, in some way. I have to be wallpapering or doing something. Legos, great fix.
So on my outs also is doom scrolling, but I like sandwiched it in with my newest in, which is I need to tell you guys what I've been up to.
Spit it out.
So I have been for the last, like, I'm not joking, 5 years, been like, I want to get back into reading. I want to get back into reading, but I have absolutely demolished my attention span with the dopamine hits of screens. How the hell do you fix your attention span when you're so used to, like, TikTok brain? There was no hurdle that can overcome it. I tried, like, the iPad thing. I tried so many things to get back into reading, and nothing worked. So this year I was like, I'm going to do something different. I used to be a prolific reader when I was a child, but I haven't been able to find that spark since I got a damn Nintendo DS. Because once Nintendogs,
cooking mama dinner with friends.
Bro, once Nintendogs was introduced to my life and I had access to Pokemon on a screen that lit up that I could play under my pillow, all bets were off.
Bedtime, no more.
Bro, the books were on the shelf. I wasn't picking that up. However, I was prolifically reading before that, and I remembered my favorite book series that I read as a child. It was called The Secret Series. And I was like, okay, what if I read my favorite book when I was a kid to manipulate my brain into the nostalgia of when I was a kid? And I wonder if the nostalgia will guide me through and get me over the ride. And two, they're books written for 10-year-olds, which is about where my attention span's at. Like I'm at about a third grade level when it comes to like, how long can I focus on something? You guys, it worked. I finished the first book in the series in under 2 days. I'm so excited about this development. So the hack,
book club, bro. Book club, kids themed book club,
kids themed book clubs. Your favorite books from when you were like 10 to 12 of books that like still have good plots, but are engaging enough to like get you over the hump of learning how to like focus on a book again.
Drop your favorite middle school book below. We could have a kids themed book club,
dude. First on the list is The Secret Series. I'm getting you into it.
I would love that.
It's such a good series, you guys, because the author talks to the audience directly or talks to the reader directly. So it feels like you're having like a whispering conversation with him the whole time.
A secret?
It's so good. Cannot recommend
it
enough.
My favorite was Wacky Stories of Wayside School.
You said that.
Oh, I loved that. That was my...
Mine was the Secret Series and then also the Mysterious Benedict Society series, Rise Up, if you know what that is.
Oh.
Both of those are going to be on the list for this year.
Okay.
We're getting back into it.
Starting soon.
So yeah, Inns, reading kids' books to get your brain moving again. It works.
Okay. Okay.
Manipulating yourself is how I phrased it.
Mine is in 2026, dinner reservations no later than 7 p.m. Oh. I'm not going. Don't invite me.
A 6:30?
6:30? Perfect. Unless it's New Year's, do not invite me to a dinner past 7 p.m.
No, no, no.
I have to eat. I have to go to bed.
No, it's bedtime. Mm-hmm. Bedtimes are in. My first one is selective hearing. Because protect your peace. Like, if someone says something and you don't want to hear it, just pretend like you didn't.
What I don't know won't kill me.
Just, you hear someone say something wild, just, I didn't hear that. I'm just tuning that out.
We've decided that my grandma does that, and she says, I can't hear you, when she just doesn't want to listen.
I think she does do that, because she can hear me loud and clear when we're talking about something, and then other times she'll be like, huh?
I'm like, I know you heard that. We're in the same octave here. We're in the same vocal cords here.
I know you heard that, grandma. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay, she's a queen of protecting her peace.
Yeah, so selective hearing is in.
My 2026 in. Not posting your relationship is chic.
It is.
Not bragging to your boyfriend about the entire Instaverse. so chic, feeling mm-hmm. so secure in your relationship that you don't have to post it for anyone else's external validation is the chicest thing you can do.
My favorite version of that that I adopted when I started dating Jacob was show, not tell. Mm-hmm. Like, so like if mm-hmm. he like, if we were somewhere, I'd like show his like hand on a table.
That's sexy.
You know, like
I have a man.
I have,
you
I'm
don't
not
need
like
to see
hiding
him.
The fact that I have a man, but y'all don't need to see him.
He doesn't need a tag.
Mm-mm. In your significant other not having an Instagram. In
sexy.
My second one on the list, conspiracy theories, because what do we actually know?
And oh,
I'm really into that. My new thing is I love to hear 10 versions of events. Okay, you didn't think the moon landing happened. Tell me about that. Because what do I know? What on earth do I know? You think the pyramids were built by aliens? Let's get into that. Because, huh? I don't know. I'm really into hearing everyone's wild theories about the world because I've realized what the hell do I actually know?
Yeah. My belief system forever is, who am I to tell you that you're wrong?
Yeah. And I love the thought of there being some wild shit going on.
And there definitely is.
No, I actually saw on TikTok some girl giving a legitimate, legitimate case for that mermaids are real. And there's like a secret race in the sea. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to believe that's real because that's fun.
What's your screen time?
I'm not telling you. And you know what? You're hateful. You're hateful for that. Take that back. Ah! You guys, I showed her a TikTok. I showed her a TikTok earlier and I thought it was so funny. And she goes, I'm really happy you're reading again. Hateful.
Brooke will show me the most outlandish shit. And I'm like, nothing was said.
You should.
You got nothing from that.
You should insert the video that I showed you.
And you can debate with us. Is this a waste of her time? Blink if yes.
I thought it was funny. God forbid. Your turn, hater.
My favorite new bit. Brooke gave me a complaint. She was like, I don't want to use the gold mics. And I said, take it up with HR.
You guys,
that's my new power move.
I loved using the other mics. I loved being hands-free. I think the other mics are so cutie. And she goes, no. No. And I was like, really? She goes, take it up with HR. I was gagged. I've also never laughed harder in my life. It was one of the funniest things you've ever done. Take it up with HR. You got my ass.
This is one that you're not going to agree with. Whole milk in. Everyone's back on whole milk. We give the whole milk to babies. Why? Because they need to be big and strong and full of calcium. I'm into whole milk. And I know that felt like a personal attack,
no,
but it wasn't.
I understand.
Lizzie and my brother told me that they both started drinking whole milk again because they give their babies whole milk and they're like, this shit rocks. And I'm like, I know.
Shit.
Get on the train.
I want to try it, but I'm afraid it's going to break me out.
That very well could happen.
I'm open to it, but the second I see a breakout brewing, I'm going back to oat.
Oh, see, the worst breakouts that I've ever had in my entire life were from
soy milk.
I was getting soy milk lattes because I thought I was going to be a little skinny piece of paper that was going to fly away in the wind. And then I had cystic acne and
no.
I had to cut that shit out.
Bro, did you see this? Soy milk was giving, there was like that whole thing about the excess estrogen giving men
yes.
boobs.
Yes, I did see that. And that was when I was drinking and I was like,
you went
boobs.
You,
I'm going to keep going.
Big boobs.
Gimme. I'm going to keep going on that.
My next one, arms in general, because insecurities are out.
You want no one to have arms?
No. Arms are in. Let me explain. I've spent most of my life wearing long sleeves because I don't like how my arms look in tank tops or anything sleeveless.
I didn't know this about you.
Yes, I always wear long sleeves and I decided... I'm getting exhausted hiding a part of my body that's just not that big of a deal. So arms are in and
meaning, there's nothing wrong with I've never once looked at your arms and been like, damn,
it's
that's
those,
an arm.
Those insecurities that only make sense to yourself. Just let them go. It's not that deep. Just show your arms. Like,
cause I promise you no one's ever looked at your arms and been like, yikes, put those away.
Yeah. Arms are in.
Bring back arms.
Bring back arms.
Show the arms.
Show your arms.
Show the arms.
Yeah.
I have a right to bear arms, if you will. Ooh, this is my favorite one. Having your signature bag that goes with everything. There is nothing sexier than you being able to put your bag on someone's kitchen table and they know that's your bag. I am an advocate for your signature bag.
Morgan just got the cutest new bag from her brother.
Because he thought my signature bag was looking a little dingy, and that was really nice of him. But I've been carrying that vintage Dior sucker around for years because it's my signature bag.
Yeah, which I stole. I did go on the internet and find the last living one.
You stealing. What is it? Imitation is a form of flattery in...
I've decided, though, this new bag of yours needs to be yours. I've fought every urge in me to go find it. I'm not doing it. No, it's yours because it's so cutie and yours. And I just love that for you. No,
I don't care if you share. What have I ever been mad about us sharing anything?
Don't tempt me.
I thought I was going to legally change my birthday, bro.
Don't tempt me. I will. No, your new bag is so cute. Your brother killed that.
But he did. But I think it's really cutesy when someone has like their bag.
That's really cute.
Because this is my other hot take. Bags are meant to be worn, not cherished. Like if you're buying a bag just to put it on a shelf, what's the point?
Love that.
Love that sucker. Wear it in.
Okay. My next one is cold calling your friends. Stop texting me. I love when someone picks up the phone, calls me and says, hey, just want to chat. Like, let's catch up. Because
That's my nightmare. That's my absolute nightmare.
My friends know if you want to chat, like if you want to catch up, don't text me. Like, please don't text me. Just call me. I'm a caller. You're the only one I text.
My thing is most of the time when people call me, I'm like in the middle of doing something. And then I have an intense wave of guilt all day of like, oh God, I need to call this person back, but I simply don't have time. So
you're the only one that gets a pass on that.
Yeah, that's my personal hell.
You're the only one that gets a pass on that because I know when you're texting me, normally it's when you're on your laptop. So it's like,
it is.
And I love it.
And yeah, the guilt of calling someone back and having to is a lot for me.
Well, I love it. Give me a call.
See, and when someone calls me, I'm like, can you tell me what the call is about first? Can you tell me what I'm walking into? Yeah, is this going to be a catch up that's happy? Are you calling me to confront me about? The cold call gives me anxiety.
Really?
I want to know what it's about first.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Your turn, girl.
But I'm happy for you. My in. Resting won't ruin all of your progress. Taking a day off doesn't mean your entire career was a waste.
I know.
Sitting on the couch for 3 hours doesn't mean that you are not a successful individual.
I didn't know you felt that way.
And that's part of me fighting my intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, because you know what else too? I'm a really big advocate, if you're a woman, of like leaning into your cycle for what it is and like taking advantage of like that wave of energy that comes at that one point in your cycle
where you can work for 12 hours a day and be
not
like
sleep
this
and not eat
awesome.
And then resting when you need to in your like luteal phase, like I really believe in like that, what is it called, like cycle hacking or something.
Yes, in cycle hacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Oh, hell yeah. Because I'm like, I know the motivation's going to come, but it's just when my hormones decide to chill out.
I have to pee so effing bad to the point where I can't talk anymore.
Go pee.
In. God. Small bladders.
In. Well, I'll give you one of mine while she's gone. In. Glitter everywhere. I'm really into body glitter right now, specifically this one from Guerlain. It's this limited edition one. It's the best glitter I've ever had in my entire life, to the point where I was harassing people on New Year's Eve being like, you want some glitter? And I was putting glitter on everyone I saw. Glitter's in. Another in. Beef jerky and fishwife tinned fish. Protein maxing is in. I was feeling very like weak one morning. I cracked open if you don't know what Fishwife is, get into that. Get into Fishwife. It's this like amazing tinned fish like brand. And I was telling the people I'm really into tinned fish and beef jerky for protein maxing.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are my two freebies.
Love that.
I told them about that Guerlain glitter highlighter. In glitter everywhere is what's in.
That's all.
Yeah. Your turn.
In.
Oh,
this is my loudest one. I'm gonna say this in all caps.
Oh,
I'm gonna say this in bold font. If you want to be in the village, you have to be a villager.
Amen.
Don't take from the village if you are not producing for the village. Do not take the village's resource if you are not providing resources.
That kind of goes on my like being a mooch is out.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking and not pouring back in is just not cute. That's really not cute.
Put the effort into your friends that they're putting into you.
Match people's energies in.
Period.
My next one. Updos and doing your damn hair. I...
You know how I feel about my hair back.
I can't do my hair.
And we're going to learn. I am going to give you
the year.
Next time I come to your house, I'm going to personally give you a Dyson Airwrap tutorial because you have one.
I do have one. And I do. I have long hair that I don't know what to do with other than air dry and dry shampoo. I've recently learned how to do a slick back, but only because Maddie showed me what brush to get. And now I abuse that. It's really embarrassing. I just can't manage it. But
you're so good at makeup.
Thank you. And also, updos are very in right now.
I agree with that.
I love an updo, and I need to learn how to do an updo.
I'm so excited to have my hair extensions out for a while. And I did get my hair extensions out to get my boob job because you can't wash your hair right.
But also, your hair looks amazing right now.
It really does. But I am very excited to be able to put my hair up because it makes you feel so sleek. Makes you feel so saucy.
I want to do an updo tomorrow night.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. When we get these damn party hats off.
I'm gonna figure it out.
I love that.
I have such a funny one next. Okay, you're doing.
My next in. Drugstore makeup. Drugstore makeup has stepped the F up.
Yes.
You guys, in this current day, find myself reaching for my drugstore things versus my high-end things because they're just as good as not, if not better.
Specifically, you know what I'm such a diehard for? Drugstore mascaras.
Ooh.
I am so, there is this one specific L'Oreal mascara.
Oh yeah, you do love that one.
I have two L'Oreal mascaras that I swear by. There's this brown one. There's two of them. And it's everything to me.
CoverGirl Milky Primer changed my life.
And that setting spray.
The CoverGirl setting spray. That's what I meant. The CoverGirl Milky setting spray changed my life. Elf primer, life changing.
NYX liquid eyeliner when it doesn't explode all over the place after an airplane ride. I know that's specific, but it's done that to me at least 6 times. How you doing?
I'm choking a little bit.
You're choked up over the NYX eyeliner. It was a loss.
I want to make a video of like full face of drugstore makeup that looks just as good as high-end
drugstore dupes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen to that.
It's a research case.
Can I give you my next one?
Yes, please do. Don't make me wait any longer.
In 2026. Pointing, especially when someone is being a freak loser. Now.
How many times have you been pointed at?
No. Pointing at people is in. Let me tell you something. When someone is doing something objectively freak loser category, like if someone is
objectively
like,
cuckoo bananas,
objectively point. Cuckoo bananas,
the TikTok that you showed me,
take that back. No, like I'm talking if someone is smoking indoors next to a family of six and is pretending like they don't know that that is freak loser behavior. Also in calling someone a freak loser, you're being a freak loser. You need to chill. Point. Oh my,
Oh my God. Do you see that person? That's crazy. Bring back public shame. If you're going to be a freak loser in public, I'm gonna point and I'm gonna let you know you're on notice.
You know what comes to my mind?
Tell me.
Have you ever been in one of those situations where you're in Walmart and a man has a boner and he's following you around?
No!
Freak loser.
Has that happened to you?
Yes. Like twice. And it's like late at night, you're in a Walmart, dimly lit, and a man with a boner following you around. Freak loser.
No, you get on your phone, you go, oh my God, do you see that? Like, I'm telling you, bring back. Oh, another one. I have this on video. Oh my God, do you see that?
Oh my God.
Ew. Bring that back. Okay. I think it's going to work numbers. Also.
Okay.
I said numbers. I meant wonders. Also, I have a video of this. I took it to show it to you. This was like a couple months ago. There was a woman 30 minutes into my flight who was FaceTiming her daughter out loud, mid-flight, full volume, right in front of me.
People that FaceTime full volume in public are wild to me.
Again, pointing. Ugh, you see that? Like, they're being really obnoxious
men
and loud.
Men with their feet out on the plane.
Ugh. Bring that back. It's so in. It's going to work wonders.
Okay. Ugh. That's a hot one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next one, and this might be specifically to me, treating your friends like your platonic lovers.
Oh,
show love to your friends. Come on.
Who is this literally about?
Me buying balloons for Brooks. Be like, wow, your daughter's so lucky. I'm like, daughter?
Oh, is this for your boyfriend? Yes. You guys, I love that one. I really love that one.
Buy them birthday gifts. Take them to dinner. Come on. Treat your friends like platonic lovers.
You guys, Morgan is taking me, freaky fish girl, to the aquarium for my birthday.
If they try to feed me fish at the fish aquarium, I'm going to freaking lose it.
Dude, and Morgan upgraded me. And we're going to go feed the stingrays. I'm really excited.
Aquarium, friendly platonic
date. I've never been.
Platonic lesbian lover date. Woo! Rise up.
My next one, being opinionated and respectfully standing up for what you believe in.
Okay.
At the right times. This is like
this counteracts with your other one.
But it's knowing the time and place to do so.
Okay.
Like if someone's really
okay
repeatedly saying things that you're like, that is just legitimately insane. Having it in yourself to be like, bro, that is not what I think. And like respectfully being like, I really don't agree with what you're doing.
Respectfully, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Respectfully, I don't know about that one. That one's in. Oh my gosh. My next one. In. Being elusive. No one needs to know everything about you.
In. Waiting your turn. I'm just kidding. Imagine I get so mad. I start screaming at you. I'm like, I knew you were.
You take your wine.
No, the time and the place. Oh. Why don't you?
Oh. Oh my God. At my birthday party. Crazy. Anyways, your turn.
What was your last one? I was listening because I was holding my joke in.
Being elusive. Wasn't it funny? No one needs to know everything about you.
Oh, you know I can't do that.
I'm more so referring.
You know what's so hot about you? There's a mystery about you. Me? There's no mystery, honey. You can know everything about me. You can know what I shove up my hoo-ha when I'm on my period. Like, there's no mystery to me. Everyone knows everything about me.
I kind of love that, though, because you're going to look back on your internet, what is it called, your digital footprint, when you're in your 60s and know exactly where and what you were doing at every point in your life. And I think that's really cool. Legitimately. Like, it's like a good luck Charlie moment.
I have no sense of privacy whatsoever, and maybe that's something I should work on. But it's gotten me this far, so we might as well keep
if
going.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, girl. Now, me on the other hand, being elusive is in.
Okay, that's sexy. That's hot. I like that.
Your turn.
I like that for you. My next in. Men who will cry in front of you. So hot. Tell me your feelings. Tell me how you feel. What traumatized you? What have you been through? I want to know it. I'm serious.
No, I think that's beautiful.
Have you heard that Kelsea Ballerini song that's like, cowboys cry too?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think we should let men cry more and we shouldn't put shame at them. Even if it's happy tears. I would love to see a man cry happy tears. I saw my brother cry happy tears and it changed something
in
me.
Which one?
I saw my brother Rylan cry happy tears and it did something for me.
What?
As Shane's pilot, he cried happy tears because he was so proud of his husband. And I was like,
oh my God, that's really cute.
Men who cry. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be like an emotional thing, but I was like, what is my under emotional family? What the going on? This is beautiful.
That's really, really, really cute.
Men who cry.
That's it's really cute. Okay. My next one. This is something that Sloan put me onto, my sister.
Okay.
Have you heard of the app Sporkle Party? No.
No.
Your family will. No, I'm telling you.
Sporkle?
Okay. Your family will love
Sporkle?
It.
Sporkle?
So it's this app that you can download. It's free. It's a combination of, have you played, what's that game? Oh, this is going to, it's in Jackbox on the Switch. Oh, fuck. I need to look it up. But basically, you know Kahoot?
Yes.
So it's like Kahoot and, hold on, Quiplash. You ever played this one?
I know Kahoot.
Quiplash looks like this, where it's like, everyone.
Oh, yes. You can play like on the TV.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a combination of Kahoot and Quiplash. You can play it at any time. And basically it's like trivia, group trivia. So an answer will come on. It's like, what is the world's what is the largest mammal on Earth? And you, I don't know if this is the right answer, whatever, but let's just say it's elephant. So like the question comes up, everyone on their phones, it's like elephant, beluga whale, kangaroo, whatever. Everyone's in their answers in. And there's like a point system. And I played it. Sloan was like, we have to play this after dinner, whatever, over Christmas. And I was like, fine. My whole family is not much of a game family, but we're like, fine, we'll do it. We played for an hour. It is so
fun. I love games.
It's so fun. And you can play with like two people, however many people you want. Highly recommend.
One Sporkle. Of my ins for the year is board games.
If that's one of your ins, you have to download this game because playing, it genuinely was so fun.
Playing games with your family is one of the funniest things you can do. It
playing
is
games
so fun.
Generally is so in.
Love it.
I love it. Yeah, but I cannot.
Sporkle. We should
Sporkle
play.
Sporkle Party.
I want to play Sporkle Party with you.
Oh my God. We should
Will
play
you Sporkle
it?
With me?
We should play it on the Tron. We can like give the code and everyone can play on the Tron.
Oh, we'll Sporkle for sure.
Oh, we're
if sporkling. If you want to Sporkle with us, join the
if
Tron.
If you want to Sporkle with us, join us on the Tron.
My next one is daylight activities
in.
Invite me to go to the aquarium. Invite me to go for a walk. Invite me to the coffee shop. Invite me to the farmer's. I'll go anywhere in the day.
No,
you invite me to do something in the day, I'm in.
I'm really into like coffee dates.
Yes.
Yeah, no, in.
Catch me up over a sizzling latte.
This has been my mantra for many years, but this is a specific in for this year, especially because I'm really debating starting to make maybe some content of my own. Specifically, maybe weird girl history content.
Ooh! we're heating up now.
And you guys, I'm nervous about it. I'm anxious about it.
I don't think you should be. But I think you're thinking too much about it.
Okay. So I have this mantra I've lived by for, I'm not joking, probably a decade. It's only weird if you make it weird. Like if you think texting someone that you haven't talked to in 10 years is weird, it's only weird if you make it weird. Like
you have to
set the tone of like, I'm not going to be weird about it. Therefore it's not weird. Like we're just going to be chill about it.
Me crying on the internet. It's not weird.
It's only
you don't
weird
make it
if
weird.
You make it weird. It's not weird. Like you're deciding it's not weird. Therefore it's not weird. Like perception is reality. Mm-hmm. So I'm really going to try and bring that energy into this year.
Oh, I am so excited for the launch of Brooke's channel. When that will happen, I don't know.
It's this
year. Will I be there? Hell yeah, I will be. Oh, you know I love people coming to the tube. Everyone get on the tube. Yeah, as much as I love to bitch about the people who have deeply said mean things to me, YouTube is the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. And it's the most beautiful place on earth. And I love it here more than anything. Really and excited. I think you, not only you, I think everyone, if you want a tube, but tube. Specifically you, I think you should tube. Join me in my tubing.
I think I'm getting in the tube this year.
I think I have to. And I think I'm going to talk about really bizarre things. And you're going to call me every week and be like, hey, are you okay? Like,
no, I won't. I know you.
You do know me.
And then you can tell your rants to more
to someone else. Yeah. And not you.
I'll listen. Be like, hey, I'll watch.
Hey, did you hear about this thing? She goes, Brooke. I'm like, oh my God, I found this new animal. I'm like really into like fish tank content right now.
Right.
And terrarium content.
We'll see it on her. We'll see it on her too.
Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes.
Girl, you look unreal.
No, seriously, you look unreal.
The jeans are jeaning.
That top, top him.
You're legally not allowed to doubt yourself right now.
If our double dates don't audibly gasp when we walk in, we're leaving.
Immediately.
And babe, just order the burger. No one's impressed by a salad in 2026. We left that energy in the pandemic.
Okay, so flirt outrageously.
Hydrate aggressively.
And whatever happens, remember,
you are iconic.
Tinder double date. Who are you bringing? Download Tinder now.
Anyways, it's only weird if you make it weird.
It's weird if you make it weird.
That's my mantra
of
the year.
But I do think your deep investigations of other things that are crazy might be the money maker, might be the market. And I'm excited. I'm going to help you build a whole background.
She is.
I am. Oh, you know, I'll be there. Oh.
You guys.
My 2026 in? And I think this is my whole family's in.
What?
Getting people against their will to start a YouTube channel so we have more YouTube friends. We don't want to.
No, everyone's like going to be.
We expand our YouTube network by making everyone have a YouTube channel. And that's how we do it. That's how it's done at the SDPN, baby. We blackmail you into having a YouTube channel.
Blackmail.
And then you're like, wow, this
Morgan,
is pretty awesome.
Literally, because I was like, oh, like I'm pretty used to being pretty private. She goes, well, your digital footprint's already out there. You're already bald on the internet. So, and I went, oh. When you put it like that. Okay, your turn.
No, I love that. I really think you should do it.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
It's only weird if you make it weird. One. Two, there's no time like the present.
Amen.
And I love the tube. It's a great place. I love it here. In. And I thought of this today when I was doing my makeup. Beauty Blender, the OG one.
Yeah.
I've tried to be a brush, and I'm a brush foundation girl, but there's really nothing like tapping it in, melting it into the skin with the OG Beauty Blender. And people will tell you there's a dupe for the Beauty Blender, and I am here to say I am an advocate for dupes. There is no dupe to the Beauty Blender. There's just not.
Anytime, if you're a Beauty Blender person, anytime you switch back to like brushes or anything, you always come home. You always come home to the Beauty Blender.
Because the brushes are just a little too kicky. I need to melt it in with something wet.
Yeah.
Something liquidy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. In for 2026. Taking responsibility for your future. Being an active participant in shaping the future life that you want to live. Be an active participant.
Your future's coming. You either get on the bus or you don't.
You either
figure your shit out or you don't.
You either decide to put one foot in front of the other or you're going to sit stagnant for I don't know how long. And I was stagnant for so many years, like a few years ago. And I was like, you'll never catch me dead staying in one place too long.
We love a pivot in this house.
You
know how we feel about the pivot. One of mine, and this might be personal because I have in the past had a tendency to hold a grudge. Mine is forgiveness.
Wow.
And I think my realization is you can forgive people and never ever speak to them again, but giving yourself the mental peace to be like, I forgive you. I'm letting this go. I'm not going to let it occupy anger in my brain and make me an angry, unwell, unreasonable person anymore. I forgive you. I'm letting it go. And you don't have to say that to them. Mm-hmm. It can be something that you do in your own head. I forgive you. Farewell.
I had a really weird relationship with forgiveness. I was really dogged on when I was in high school by like a few people. And everyone would be like, you need to forgive them for yourself. And I'm like, that is too kind of a thing to do to them. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I had such a weird relationship with forgiveness. But I think that there's a way to forgive and not give it energy anymore, while also always in your heart validating yourself to be like, that person did me wrong.
Forgive, don't forget.
Yeah, like there is such a way to hold space for both things, but giving them energy in any capacity. But also that whole, it took me about 8 to 10 years to forgive that person. So like forgiveness is on your own timeline. Forgiveness is on your own timeline.
Yeah, see, I'm a ruminator.
Yeah.
And I will sit in something forever.
Yeah.
And for me, I need to be like, I forgive them.
I just
need
to move on.
Yeah. I need to move on.
My next one is, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but intentionally choosing how to spend your time. No more doom scrolling. Pick up a book.
get on our book club, won't you?
Yeah. Jump on the train, because no more will I look at my screen time and be like, where did those hours go? I need them back.
Oh.
Go.
No. Keep going.
I just read ahead.
Yeah, where did those hours go?
I read ahead. I got excited, made a noise, but it's your turn.
My ins are, my 2026 in, jelly cats are so fun. Healed my inner child by having a collection of jelly cats. And I have always been the type of adult that was like, why would I have I'm not a kid. Like, why would I have that? And now that I do, I'm like, this is so fun.
Love.
I have Legos, I have jelly cats, and I'm happier than I've ever been.
Can I tell you, my sister Reese, I've been talking about her a lot. Hey, Reese. She's been collecting jelly cats for a couple years now. And I was the same way. I I never understood it. So I asked her recently, because she got one for Christmas. And I was like, what's up with the jelly cats, kid? Like, what's the vision here? She goes, I'm collecting them for my kids.
Aww.
I was like, what? She's like, yeah, like I'm going to have a nursery someday full of all these jelly cats and they're going to be for my children. I thought that was so cute. So you can have all these jelly cats ready for your babies. Isn't that cute? I thought that was really sweet.
That is really, really sweet. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does something for me. And I hate to admit that, but it really does.
No, I love.
And I'll keep them. Because it's not like I... They just sit.
They just sit there.
They're just here for the vibes.
Yeah.
So they'll stay nice and pristine for when I do have
kids. Babies.
And we'll put them in their little cribs. And I'll say, this is from your Auntie Brooke. This one's from your Uncle Ryland.
Oh my
this
God.
One's from the la la la. Because people have been gifting me them. Yeah. And I'm like, apparently I'm a jelly cat girl and everyone knows it.
And now that leads me perfectly to my next
point. Tell us.
In for 2026, baby fever. Stop being a weird kid hater. I have met too many. Listen. You can decide not to have children. You can decide to want to have adult-only, kid-free zones. But when you are in a shared space, like an airplane or
a mall, a
park, and you're getting pressed about the kids sharing the world alongside us all, I'm so sick of the weird kid haters. If you don't want children, that is your own prerogative. Baby fever's in. Stop being a weirdo. Stopping. I agree with that.
Dude. And you know what? I always think when I see people being like, don't bring your kids. This is an adult environment. Okay. Number one, go to a club then. Go to a bar. Go to a club.
Go
somewhere that's 21 plus. Two, do you realize that you were once a screaming kid in a grocery store being annoying to everyone around
you? Can I tell you the weirdest take I heard?
We were all kids.
I was at a pool recently over the holidays and there was kids at the pool. It wasn't an adult. It was not an adult only pool. Like that is very important.
And you can book a place that's an adult only pool.
I was with a bunch of women in their 60s who had raised their children going to this very pool. Like I grew up swimming in this pool. This is like my mom's friends. Two of these ladies out loud said, "Ugh, I cannot stand kids. I cannot stand kids. I don't know why these kids are at this pool. Like, I'm so not into the kid thing. Like, especially when they're not mine."
Hey, if you're gonna be a big fat freak loser,
weirdo,
go to an adult only establishment. That's on you.
Dude, all I can think of is that was you 30 years ago with your children at that very pool. A, B, what a weird thing to say when you poured into raising your own children and you're watching women do exactly what you did and you're gonna be a weird kid hater at your big age. Like, grow up. I was so annoyed by that. Maybe that's just because I'm at the precipice of like really wanting kids, but like, stop. If you don't want kids, that's your own prerogative, but just that's not a cute take. It's just not.
You want to know one of the most beautiful things that I've recently been a part of?
What?
So when I was in LA, I had to go get my nails done because it had been far too long. All my nails were falling off, whatever. Mm-hmm. I had to go to a nail salon by my brother's house. Mm-hmm. So I take my brother's car. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I go to the nail salon. It's like a Monday morning, so it's really empty. Mm-hmm. It's me, one other person, like a teenage girl, and then like all the people that work in the nail salon. I'm getting my nails done at the table, and this mom comes in with her newborn baby, like in one of those little
baby bajoran things.
Yes, yes. She comes in and she's like, I would just love a pedicure. Is it okay if I bring my baby in? And they're like,
Of course
you can bring your baby in. Halfway through her pedicure, her baby starts crying and she's like, oh fuck, like I don't know what to do. She like gets up and walks around for a little bit trying to like comfort the baby, walk the baby around. The baby keeps screaming. She sits back down and she, because the baby stops for a second, the baby starts crying again, and she's like, she like made a public service announcement to the whole nail salon, which was just the employees, me, one other teenage girl, and like there was like a plethora of employees that day. And she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll be done with my pedicure. I'll just go home. Like, I'm so sorry you all had to listen to this. And everyone was like, sit your ass
down.
Nobody is bothered by your crying baby. Get your damn pedicure.
We're not bothered. The most massive in 2026, empathy for mothers.
Yeah.
We need, especially mothers raising young babies, they are doing their ever-loving best, and they deserve to exist in the world amongst us just as much as the next person. If there's a crying child on public transportation, suck it up. Because I promise you, that mother is suffering more than any of you.
If you're the type of person that's bothered by a baby on a plane, invest in a pair of AirPod Maxes. Put that shit over your head. Put it on airplane mode. You won't hear a damn thing.
Dude, news flash. The most selfless thing you can do.
The world doesn't revolve around you, honey, baby child.
As a human, the most selfless thing you can do is choose to be a parent. Like, raising a child is a very selfless act. Give them grace. My God. But yeah, my number, baby fever is in. Stop being a weird kid hater. Just, you're allowed to not want kids, but just stop, please. Like, keep that to yourself.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's my hot take.
We all have to coexist. It's not your world. We're not living around you.
You're allowed to feel that way, but other people are allowed to have kids and exist amongst you.
I know that's right.
That's my hot take.
And period. My next one is, having a signature scent is so hot.
It's so in. Mm-hmm. It's so in. Do you have one right now?
Mine, and this is really embarrassing, is Ariana Grande Cloud. But people tell me all the time that when they smell someone else that smells like me, they know it. And I'm like,
I concur with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have one too. And it's so specific. I was studying abroad in 2019, and I stumbled upon this perfume. I had no business being there. I waddled my ass when I was like, I was taking a little weekend trip. I was in France. I was like, I'm so grown in 21. Like, here I am by myself abroad. Look at me go. I wandered into this store and I smelled this perfume, and I cannot describe the smell of it. It's so unique. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced. My pride and joy. It's Louis Vuitton Sun Song.
Oh, I've never smelled it.
Louis Vuitton Sun Song. And it is my favorite scent on this earth. And I wore it nonstop. And then I went into Louis Vuitton, because the deal is the perfume is expensive the first time you buy it because you have to buy the bottle, but it's cheaper when you take the bottle in empty.
Oh, you can get a refill?
You can refill it. So it's much more like affordable to like keep it going. So I remember I called my dad and I begged him. I was like, Hey,
like, I've never wanted something
more in my life. He was like, okay, I love you. It's like, thank you, Dad. It's my prized possession.
Oh,
my prize was, I take it into Louis Vuitton. This was probably in 2022. I take it in to get a refill. Discontinued. The most horrifying words out of my mouth. I was like, I wanted to get married in this scent. Like, this was my scent. So I started hoarding it. Recently, as in like 4 months ago, I was in Singapore. I walk into a Louis Vuitton. Again, just seeing what there is. Lo and behold, Sun Song is back. I sprint up to this woman. I go, where did this come from? Like, is this a Singapore exclusive? Like, what's going on here? She goes, there was such an uproar. There's such a niche group of you who love this perfume so much and made such a fuss over this perfume that they brought it back.
You guys made a scene.
Bro, they never bring scents back, ever. They brought Sun Song back. If you guys find yourself wandering through a mall with a Louis Vuitton, go smell this scent. It is the best smell of all time. Thank you.
Okay, that's a hot tip.
Thank you, Sun Song. Okay. Love that perfume.
Your turn.
Okay. This is a big one for me. This is near dear to my heart. Being picky with who has access to you while also being kind to everyone.
I love that. Yes. That's really good.
Like, be kind to everyone. There's no sense in being like standoffish or a bitch. Like, don't be rude. But there's a difference between who you're, like, be kind to everyone, but also like access to like your inner circle,
your secrets,
just
your deep dark
don't be thoughts. So accessible.
That leads me right into my last one, okay. Which is don't be afraid to be picky with who your top five people that Amen. You are surrounded with are.
Amen.
And that, yeah, I agree with that. You can be kind to everyone. You can be friendly with everyone. You don't have to be best friends with everyone.
And just because you were really close with someone at one point does not mean they are entitled to that same level of accessibility as they once were.
No, I think there is a lot of people now that are realizing just because someone is my childhood best friend does not mean we have to be best friends attached at the hip for the rest of forever.
Or college or whatever. Like when,
high school besties, college besties. Because you can grow in different directions, people. You can be friendly. You don't have to be best friends with people through every phase of life.
I'll speed run through my last three.
Okay.
These are my last three ins of 2026. Number one, mini iPads. The mini iPad is the greatest invention Apple ever put out. It is a Kindle. It is a little TV. It is a gaming device. It's a Pinterest mood board. It is the best effing device. Jacob gave me one for Christmas. This is my third mini iPad.
Sweet of him. He's such a sweet spouse.
Can I tell you? It's because I would fight every time I'd fly here, which has been a lot. Every time I'd fly here.
You're a traveler
I'm
now.
I'm a traveling
She's
queen.
A working traveler.
And I was putting my mini iPad from 2018 to work. And Apple does this thing where they make software updates like so much memory that it basically causes your device to not work anymore.
Yeah, my iPad from 2021 is trash now. It like doesn't even work.
Dude, so he was watching me fight every single time I'd come here with like what to delete. And I would literally have no space. He gifted me one. He goes, you can start over now.
Aww.
He is a good one. Mini iPads in. Next one.
Yeah, you can throw it in your purse.
It's so good. I love the mini iPad. The next one, committed relationships over hooking up.
Oh, yeah.
Hookup culture, at least from what I'm perceiving, is no longer cute.
Be careful with who you let in your body. Mm-hmm. And if you will ever speak to them again, maybe don't let them in your body.
Be picky. And if they don't want to commit to you, you need to ask yourself a couple questions there. And my final,
I agree with that. Yeah. Be very particular with who has access to you and why they have access to you.
Mm-hmm. My final one.
Okay.
Letting things go with love. I have loved beating dead horses into the ground and resurrecting them and beating them down again.
And we do it over and over all day long.
But knowing when to let something go with love is very in 2026.
Forgiveness is in.
Forgiveness is in.
Mental forgiveness, hot in. Let it go with love.
Let it go with love.
I send you light and love. Don't
My
ever
mom
contact
always says,
me.
I accept you. I love you. I release you.
That's hot. That's in. Respect. Wait, what is it? Can you tell me again?
I accept you. I love you. I release you.
I'm such a dummy. After two glasses of wine, I'm like, can you write that down and send it to me? Thanks. I loved your birthday party.
This was so fun.
Was this not the best birthday party ever?
Gang's all here. Gang is all here.
Us and our gang? Don't f*** with us.
You guys.
You're in our gang. Oh, and I have something to say. If you want to write in a story, write yes. in, you guys. Writing last in of 2026. Writing into your favorite podcast to submit your Am I the Asshole or I Need Advice or I'm in a little sticky situation mm-hmm. and I need some help-o.
The Hear Me Out hotline, if you will.
You can write in to hmoofficialpod@gmail.com. It will be in the description below if you want to copy and paste it. Writing into your favorite podcast so we can debunk your drama. Is Love. Hot.
It's so in. Hot. We're actually about to do that on our after show, mm-hmm. which is the off the record show.
We're
going to
debunk the drama.
And
honey.
We have two really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Being 28, in.
In. It's so in.
Not being afraid of being 30, in.
Well,
we'll get there.
One day at a time. Guys, this was so much fun. Thank you this for coming to my birthday fun. Party. And we'll see you. We'll see you off the record.
I know that you guys hate it when we pod at night. And trust me, I am getting blinds just for you. But I do think we have a lot of fun at night.
Sorry. The vibes are up.
The vibes are up.
I'm a night owl, so.
I love it.
See you on off the record.
Bye, everyone.
Happy love you guys.
If you are a January baby, we wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Capricorns.
Happy birthday, our little Capricries. No, not our Capra decrepits.
Love you, Capricorns.
You Capra horn dogs.
That's you.
This is not me. I am a reclaimed virgin. And goodbye.